Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm all right, thank you.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Yeah, hi, I'm Parag Mittal. I'm the CEO and co-founder at ConnectedU. That's one of the digital marketplace for IoT connectivity.
Okay. Obviously, IoT is a big business. Everything is connected these days. So where does this product fit in?
So essentially, if you look at IoT, we don't see it as one specific industry. It's sort of a web that connects a lot of different industries. Yes. And to play in that web, what we have created is a marketplace that actually, a digital marketplace that connects various elements that different industries require. So that's how we see ourselves as fitting into serving different verticals, not specific to any particular one.
Okay. So if I'm producing a series of smart home products, where does your product fit into my world?
Right. So if you look at it, typically when we create IoT products, they're all connected by some or the other technology. And when we look at few components like the devices, connectivity, cloud services, and applications, these form the four key pillars of the IoT. And in that, connectivity is the only element today that is not programmable. Once it's deployed, it's deployed. You cannot change the service provider from one to another. So where we fit in is in creating a more sustainable and future-proof connected products, which allows customers to switch from one supplier to another even after 3 years or 10 years because devices stay in the field for a long time.
Okay. So I have a temperature sensor in a shipping truck that's been there for 3 years. I've been running on AT&T, and now I want to swap that over to T-Mobile because they're giving us a better data rate. That can be a complicated process. Put your hands on it, swap out SIM cards, and it might even be locked to a carrier. There's all kinds of potential problems. That's where you fit in.
Exactly. So we heard a lot of problems in the industry from a lot of different use cases, small companies to large companies, somebody with 10 SIM cards in the field and somebody with a million SIM cards in the field. For various reasons, sometimes the roaming contracts change and you don't have the same operators available if it's running in roaming. Sometimes we hear operators are shutting down 2G, etc. So how do you do a programmable connectivity? So what we offer is a universally independent SIM product, and we pre-integrate multiple operators into our marketplace, and we match the suppliers to the customers on a marketplace model, which allows them to be future-proof. So tomorrow, if there is a problem, they can select a number of SIMs and say, I want to switch from A to B.
Okay. So obviously, with no prompting, we're talking about SIM cards. That's perfect. So instead of using an orange and blue AT&T SIM card, I'm going to use, it looked like black and red.
Connected to you.
We're going to use this SIM card, and this allows me to determine based on maybe where the thing is being operated. Maybe this train car used to run on the East Coast, and now it's on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And on the West Coast, it's easier to use T-Mobile versus AT&T. Or maybe we're going into Canada, and we want to switch to Telos.
Or Rogers or...
Yeah. I got one right.
Absolutely.
Huzzah. Yeah. So we can swap from AT&T to Telos when we come up into Canada.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we also see a lot of requirements from clients who are producing their products in two or three factories around the world, but then they're shipping them out for clients in 70, 80, 100 countries.
Right.
So our platform actually allows the customers to pre-embed a logic and say, okay, which country, what subscription they want to use, and then depending when the device arrives in that destination, our platform automatically executes it. It saves them a lot of cost, plus gives them better price, service, quality, and coverage.
I'd imagine this would be perfect with a Zergo device. You know, you put that in a car and then off it goes.
Yeah.
Who knows where it's headed? This gives you the ability to to deal with all that.
Absolutely. I mean, I can also tell you that we are a 9-month-old company, but so far we've already been selected to deliver over 5 million connections in the next 4 years.
Ooh.
And almost all. Maybe there is a few thousand that is in non-mobility related cases, but massive volume is around mobility cases, which are out in the field and moving around.
Yeah. I worked on a project for, if you can't tell, I worked on a project for logistics tracking, both, you know, GPS and temperature in trains. And do you know that train robberies are still a thing?
Huh?
Depends.
I wouldn't have guessed that train robberies were still an everyday problem that the train companies deal with. That seems crazy, but they absolutely are.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to put a GPS thing on a train, despite the fact that that train's not leaving the tracks.
Yeah.
Because you put something on the tracks to stop the train and then steal a car.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? And so that's going all over the country, possibly all over the continent. If you're in Europe, it's going all over the continent. And, you know,
think
orange
about shipping
is
companies.
Not everywhere.
Yeah. Shipping containers move across continents, you know, on seas as well. So I'll do one better on the trains thing. There are cases where people forget where the cars are parked, the train cars.
Yes.
So I've heard that as well.
The big spools, that fiber optic cable that's installed underground.
Yeah.
Those spools apparently cost like $50,000 a piece.
Absolutely.
And they get lost.
Yeah.
So they put active GPS trackers on them because they'll just leave them on the side of the road.
Yeah. Absolutely.
These $50,000 spools.
Yeah. So there's a lot of amazing use cases out there in the fields to connect with cellular connectivity or even satellites. I mean, now we have low Earth orbit satellites coming in as well. Even switching between cellular and satellite is a use case where, you know, when the devices are on the sea, then how do you connect them? How do you manage how much data you want to send on satellite, because that's very expensive data communication? And how do you offload it into the right network when the ships dock into different ports, etc.?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it an entirely manual process, or do I have the ability maybe to integrate back and be able to say when I'm outside of these zones, switch to satellite? Do I have any capability like that?
Manual for sure. And automation is something that we are building now. We expect it to be live in a couple of months. And this will give a programmable connectivity power, not only to enterprises, because we're looking to launch a self-service model, even for long-tail developers, startups, for everyone around the world.
Sure.
So they could just order the SIMs online and go ahead and crack through our APIs and build your own logics as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've got usages bouncing around in my head for some of my clients.
Yeah, I'm gonna ship you some cards then later.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can definitely see some some good use cases. So you said you're 9 months old.
Yeah.
Okay. So as an alpha, where are you in the process? You've got future sales of up to 4 million. Devices, which is awesome.
Crazy, but yeah.
Where are we right now in the process? Yeah.
So we have already tested and successfully done the pilots with the customers that we have contracted the orders with.
Okay.
And in the next 1 and 2 months, we are just now collecting the first commercial orders. Some we have received. So we are starting to ship already this month and next month the commercial volumes. And those volumes will start to grow. And then we are in discussions with more than 35 telecom operators from around the world. We already have 4 which are under integration.
Okay.
So we'll keep on integrating that, creating value for the industry and the clients. And so we are basically a plane that is just about to take off. I would put it that way.
It's an exciting place to be.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a little bit of nervousness, the excitement of the takeoff. So,
So do you have, I'm assuming you have an IoT background of some sort and this was a problem for you?
Exactly. So not just me. I mean, my team, we come from the telecoms and IoT background as well. So I was the CEO and managing director at one of the largest SIM technology companies, heading their software business. Okay. So we did come from a deep SIM technology background. And the last about 3 years, we spent with an IoT operator called Soracom out of Japan. So I was the chief commercial officer there. So we interacted and understood the problems that the clients were facing in the field.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So you saw the pain points firsthand.
Yeah. And we saw it and we felt it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's where the best ideas come from.
Yeah. I completely agree.
So, as an alpha, what are you hoping to get at Collision?
So, at Collision, it's my first time at Collision personally as well. It's really amazing. We had one day of booth with the alpha startups yesterday.
That was yesterday.
And we've had quite a good interactions with the investors. One of our main aims is that we're just fundraising now for our first round.
Okay.
So, we're looking to have some good discussions with investors. And amazingly, we actually found quite a few clients from Canada here yesterday. So that's the second objective, and I think that's brilliant for us already the first day.
This is a good space to be finding clients.
Yeah.
Because startups feel this at least as much as enterprise, if not more.
Yeah. I'm with you. So, yeah.
Very cool. So, if people want more information about this platform, how can they do so?
So they can just look at our website, connectedyou.io, find me, Parag Mittal, on LinkedIn, and just reach out to us, and we'll take care of your troubles.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to
us
today.
Thank you for having me
here. And we will absolutely be in contact.
Yeah, I've got a few sims back for you separately then.
Cool.
All right, cheers.
Have a good rest of the show.
Bye.